Hello, I am Angelica Gammis for Spot 127, and we are here today to talk about the Women's March in Washington, D.C. On January 21st of 2017, a group of individuals organized the Women's March in Washington. It included over 500,000 men and women that crowded the streets to protest and fight for the equality of women. Various celebrities from Rihanna to Madonna also joined in the march, taking action against the biased word of President Trump. No, I don't wanna waste what's
left. Hi, I'm Marcella, and I'm the co-host. And we are joined here with our guests, Andrea Polanco, Edith Guzman, and Melissa Colon. And I'm here with my help of my host, Angelica Gomez. We're here to talk about the Women's March in Washington, D.C.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Really fine.
Great.
I'm good. Do you guys know what the Women's March is?
No.
I've heard of it, but don't know exactly what it is.
It was a movement to send a bold message to our new administration on their first day in office and to the world that women's rights are human rights.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's just basically women and men marching along the streets of Washington, fighting for the equality of women and for their respect, in simpler words.
Do you guys think the march was a waste of time?
I think, it's depending, because the way they tried to prove it was sort of not respectable. They were sort of wild, basically crazy. But what they tried to prove, I think that was right. I think they should have just done it in a better way.
Edith, do you think the Women's March was necessary?
No, I don't think so.
Can you add a little more to that
in detail?
Yes, well, it is really unnecessary because women should never do march against President Donald Trump. And we women need to have a little bit respect to the president that he is now, and we need to do the little nice things for people, one another, and give them men and women to have peace.
I agree with you on that. There should be peace all around.
And equality.
Yeah. Marissa, what do you think they were trying to achieve through this?
I think that they were trying to achieve showing President Trump that women are more than just things that are for men, that women are people too, and not just toys to keep around for men.
Do you think their voices were heard?
To the public, yes, I think their voices were heard. But to President Trump, I don't think their voices were heard.
What about you, Andrea, Edith?
Well, I think that it should be heard, but I don't think it might be heard in public.
I think young women heard the most, and because they've seen it the most, probably. But for the adults in, like, the highest states, for example, President Trump, I don't think they were really heard, or they didn't wasn't really cared for.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you agree with their actions? For example, they had maxi pads on the walls, and they had bras hung on trees. Do you guys think it was extreme, or was it necessary?
I think it was way too extreme, because you could have used that for your necessities. I think it was a waste of money.
I agree on that. I don't think it was really necessary to waste stuff and products that could have been useful to be donated to the homeless shelters or whatever. I don't think that was a positive message that we should have been sending.
Well, and I had to agree that it is too extreme that girls, women, hang out maxi pads and bras, hang on the trees, which is too inappropriate. I mean, that would have been perverted to anyone.
What about you, Marissa?
I think it was too extreme, because I get that they were trying to send a message to President Trump about women, but that's basically teaching, like, little children to vandalize to get your point across. And so I think that was just way too extreme.
So, co-host, I'm going to ask you a question. How did President Trump react? What were his opinions on the march?
Well, According to what I saw, well, according to the presidential Trump's tweets on Twitter, he had said that watched protests yesterday, but was under the impression that we had just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? Celebs hurt, caused badly. I think he was being a little too sarcastic on these, not taking it seriously. And then according to Washington Post, the President Trump was seen very angry and fuming inside the Oval Office. I think it might have affected him later, and especially after seeing his first tweet. And then after minutes or maybe hours, I'm not quite sure.
After he cooled down?
Yeah, after he cooled down a bit. His second tweet was said, "Peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I realize the rights of people to express their views." I don't really feel like he meant it, or if it was him writing it personally. He went from, like, hatred to, I guess, agreeing.
Andrea, I'm going to ask you a quick question. What are some unequal things you've seen or heard your mother or sister go through?
Well, one unequal thing that my mother's gone through is that she works in a factory cleaning hospital sheets, and her boss puts her in the hardcore kind of machines, so her hands get really stiff and her back hurts, and she comes home with a lot of bruises. And her coworkers, like the male coworkers, they get the smaller machines, and I don't think they go home with as many bruises as my mom does.
And do you see any change in salary from men to women?
Honestly, I don't think so.
So you just think it's the hardcore labor rather than the easier or simpler jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you guys a question. If there was another women's march, would you march alongside these men and women?
No, I really don't think.
Why
I
not? Should.
Because it is totally a waste of time, and it does have a cooling with hatred, and it will be disrespectful to the others.
Yeah, I get it. But I'd probably protest. I feel like it's necessary. Well, thank you for joining me and my lovely co-host today, and I would also like to thank my guests, Andrea Polanco, Edith Guzman, and Marissa Colon for being here. I am Angelica Gemmis for Spot 127, and we will see you next time.
Bye!